we were connected. And you can see it as three TomToms connected to a satellite. and the TomToms are a little bit different. One is programmed for a biker, one is for a car, and one is for a walker.
But
they're the same direction.
Dial Nits, a podcast about the Dutch band Nits. A celebration of five decades of sophisticated music from the Netherlands. Your host, Erik Fakon. Another day at the office for the Nits, at their lab, the Werf, once more improvising songs.
Mostly we met about 11:30 and we discussed matters of the day or yesterday, had a coffee, and then slowly but surely walked to our positions. You put on your headphones and you just start playing. And then we mostly, it always happens, after one take, we said, lunch.
There was a certain moment of lunch. because you have to, there has to be a kind of a longing for a moment of not playing, maybe. But the rest was just, we were surrounded by the things that we chose. Yeah. The keyboards or dulcimer or the percussion and it's disappearing in your own surprises.
Not a Neon, two more albums in a trilogy of improvised music, with the album Angst from 2017 as the first one. All three parts of the trilogy have a different atmosphere from the other two. Not and Neon, were they born of the same source?
Not the same source. No, we started again.
Yeah.
Of course, because we had so much material from Not.
Sustainable music making.
Yeah. So we used elements of it on Neon, but in this case, we used a lot we recorded. Yeah.
And of course, we added things.
Yeah.
Yes, but they sound so different one from the other, is that you think, well, on this day, they were in a completely different mood.
Yeah.
It could change in 1 hour already.
Before for lunch.
Because also choosing your sounds.
Yeah.
I often start for myself not knowing what sounds I have under the keyboard. And then we start and I hear, and then the sound sort of...
We react.
The moment you put your hands on
the keyboard.
There's an atmosphere and then from that sound.
And we react up to that.
And I start singing then. There's nothing written. No words at all. Maybe one or two here and there. There we go. The problem starts when you start listening to it and liking it to find back what we did. Because we were sometimes surprised by who is playing what.
Yeah.
And that's the big puzzle.
Did you do that?
Of course, sometimes I really thought for quite a long time during the process that some parts were played by Rob.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that Robert Young was doing the rhythm part of that. So, and that's...
But the amazing thing is always strikes me, the process like you described, we just sit down and we just start making noises, let's say making sounds.
Yeah.
And at a certain moment, Paul is listening to everything, tries to get the balance sort of okay, and then he thinks, this is interesting, and then he pushes the button. And he makes decisions, and he makes sounds. He adds effects or whatever. And then we start playing, and for some reason, there is always these sort of movements in the arrangement after, I don't know, bars or seconds or minutes, there comes a change.
Yeah.
Like you were in your head without knowing, start to create a song. I don't know. It's not at all, but it's...
I think it's a sort of discipline we have because we did it so many times.
Yeah.
We know that we have to change after a certain time. We have to take a
turn.
A turn.
Yeah.
And it's the experience with the three of us that's without looking at each other, or we just take a turn.
It's not at all a jam session. There are structures in it.
Mm-hmm. One that strikes me is Blue Car on the Not album, where I have the feeling this could be an entire piece from start to finish, a complete recording with the strange intro that we used for the jingle.
Blue Car, in those sessions, we had, let's say, two setups. One setup was you sitting in the room, Robert Jan in the room, and I was sitting in the drum booth. And the other setup was you were sitting in the drum booth, Robert Jan in the room, and I was playing in the room as well because the big drum was standing there. Because we thought maybe it's interesting to use just the big drum. And then we just started experimenting, playing like we always do. And then the Blue Car probably
came out.
Because that is why it's so empty. There is no drum set. Blue Car is no drum set.
No.
Thank God.
But it's also something while playing, when Hank drops a word, then I see a movie.
Always.
And then you start making that film music for that word.
And maybe that's also a connecting thing between us.
Yeah.
I have the similar experience that when I hear something, I always get an image. I couldn't tell you which one particularly, but always. Not a color, but in a sense, an audio color.
Efrem Luchinger is a keyboard player. He has worked with Dieter Meyer of Yellow, writes film soundtracks, and is the right-hand man of singer-songwriter Heidi Happy.
Eine Reise in einem Auto bei Starkregen. Also ich habe nicht wirklich auf den Text gehört. Ich habe natürlich diese It Started with Rain on the Roof und so, das habe ich schon mitbekommen. Aber was ich gesehen habe, jetzt für mich im inneren Auge, ist eine quasi verschwommene Sicht durch ein Autofenster.
I met with Efrem for a fresh perspective, as he hadn't heard the songs of the album Not before.
Und ich habe mir vorgestellt, dass der Sänger oder die Hauptperson, die erzählende Person, auf dem Beisitz eines Autos sitzt und die Fahrerin neben dran. Ich weiß nicht warum Fahrerin, aber
a car in heavy rain. I didn't really listen to the lyrics, but there is this one phrase that I noticed. It started with rain on the roof. I see a blurred vision as through a car window, and I imagine the storyteller, the person who sings, to be on the passenger seat, while the pilot is a woman. Don't ask me why, but that's how I see it. During a concert, Hank said that this song was based upon the record cover of Peter Gabriel's first solo album.
Ich kenne das Bild. Das ist mit diesem alten blauen Auto und Regentropfen drauf, glaube ich.
I know that image, a blue car, the hood covered in raindrops, his face behind the window. Fascinating. Well, anyways, David Bowie, Peter Gabriel, the 70s. That is the sound world in which they move.
Wo sie sich drin bewegen, bis jetzt auf alle Fälle. Sehr spannend, also so eine Drone-Geschichte fast schon mit diesem Synthesizer.
Very exciting. It has a sort of a drone sound on a synth bass, a very deep frequency. Also those very prominent and closely recorded shakers. And then the vocals that lead through the song. I suppose they overdub some synthesizers later, some lines on what sounds like a cheap keyboard with a lot of character, lines that follow the vocals closely.
Ja, so ein billiges Keyboard, also ich meine jetzt nicht billig im Sinn von schlecht, aber mit Charakter, welches dieser Stimme folgt.
In any way, this music is far from the pop music that one associates with the Nits.
Das ist natürlich immer die Definition, was ist Pop? Wenn wir jetzt natürlich Taylor Swift als Popmusik der heutigen Zeit anschauen, dann ganz weit weg, ja. Aber eben, wenn wir uns auf Popmusik Ende 70er Jahre beziehen, dann sind wir definitiv Popmusik.
Oh, that depends on the definition. If one defines today's pop music as being Taylor Swift, then yes, this is really far away. But if you take the period of the end of the 70s, this is pop music.
Ich muss ganz ehrlich sagen, meine wirklich erste richtige Beziehung war die Geschichte, als wir mit Heidi Happy einen Nits-Song gecovert haben. Und da habe ich mich dann so ein bisschen reingehört. Ich meine, ich kannte natürlich Dutch Mountains und diese Geschichten, aber ich war jetzt nicht ein großer Nits-Kenner.
I have to admit, I didn't know the Nits that well. Of course, I'd known Dutch Mountains and other hits, but that was about it. My relationship started 10 years ago, when we did the cover version of Nescu with Heidi Happy. The second part of the trilogy, the album from 2019, Not. In Your Car on the Way Home, tail lights of cars swimming in the same direction, dancing lights of oncoming trucks, a string of pearls, random thoughts strung together as in a dream.
So many colors in my hair, ultramarine, extra fine, white land. London fog is falling down on the bridges of Westminster. And Waterloo, oh. The London rain is falling down inside my head.
I liked it very much. A very quiet song that flows beautifully on top of this drum groove. The keyboards oscillating between clear and unclear, harmonically speaking, but with a lot of colors.
In einer ähnlichen Richtung immer wieder und eigentlich eine mehr eine Farbe gebend. Es tönt sehr aus dem Moment heraus geschaffen.
It seems very much as if born out of the moment, not construed on a drawing board.
Wieder für Überraschungen. Es wirkt nicht kreiert oder auf dem Reißbrett gemacht, sondern aus dem Moment heraus. Die Improvisation hilft natürlich in relativ kurzer Zeit.
The improvisation, of course, helps you create something without the work of composing.
Der Komposition.
I think that things that are unplanned come out stronger.
Das unbeabsichtigte Sachen eigentlich immer stärker.
If the first step is an intention, the second it's realization. The danger of failure is much closer.
Die Gefahr des Scheiterns immer viel größer.
Let's roll out the red carpet for the skeleton army. I don't see red anymore. I see blue. I remember very well how it was. So many colors. In my head, ultramarine.
What a waste.
Extra fine.
What a waste.
White land.
What a
Maschinen. Ja, auch wieder so eine fließende Geschichte mit
another flow with some breaks, but the machine always starts up again. This time the vocals and the lyrics sound improvised, but I could be wrong.
Ah, machine, machine, you're talking in my sleep. Machine, machine, you're talking in my sleep. Are the yellow bees that flying through the library around the books and magazines on the honey shelves? Ah, machine, machine, you're talking in my sleep.
Es fließt immer wieder so ein bisschen von einem Bild ins andere.
I have no concrete image for this song. it is more as if an image flows into the next one in almost abstract fashion. It is almost like a dream.
There's a rusty flower falling from an iron tree.
That seems to be the case for all these songs. Quick associations of words from one to the next, phrases that turn left or right where you don't expect them to go, changes of forms and those interruptions, with a drone sound as the basis. Could be a daydream, or even one when you sleep. FM mentioned abstraction. Many fans of the Nits thought this daring music to be very abstract.
Ganz im Gegenteil, ich finde sie eigentlich sehr, überhaupt nicht abstrakt, weil...
On the contrary, says Efren, I don't find this music abstract. It is very close to the artist. Maybe it seems not as approachable because it is very personal and also a very subjective vision.
Nicht so einfach zugänglich für alle, weil es halt eine sehr subjektive Wahrnehmung ist.
It seems that the band themselves often didn't know who played what on these recordings.
Also wenn man nicht weiß, wer was macht.
Well, if you know each other so well, this provides suspense and surprises. If you don't know what the person opposite you will be doing exactly, that can lead to great things.
Zu spannenden Sachen führen.
I am convinced that they must have seen each other while recording, that all of this happened live, that they communicated visually. If you know each other well, it doesn't take much. A different look and the drummer reacts, or the singer. I assume that they worked with visual clues that weren't predetermined, but you understand each other anyway.
Und ich nehme an, dass es visuelle Cues sind, die zwar nicht abgemacht sind.
The music remains exciting because of all these breaks. There is not much happening, harmonically speaking. But then you have all those surprising turns and then you mostly turn back to that bass drum.
Ein Bass-Drone zurück, der eigentlich bis jetzt bei allen Songs eigentlich durchgegangen ist.
Am I talking to the stranger in my talk, my bye? Am I walking with a stranger and a sad goodbye? This harbor town, streets are down to the water and the sea waves, and beaches are hollow like shapes of water into my the boutique and the flowers and the plastic dolls. And a stranger said goodbye, bye. So the sad walks out on walking down to love machines and 8 hours a day walking.
Ja, das Schöne an der Komposition, an der Improvisation natürlich, ist, dass
the nice thing about improvising is that you reach things that you would never have while composing. You work from the moment. You have to solve problems on the spot. You might play a mistake unintentionally, and then you have to sort of solve this. When you're composing, you do not have this problem. You just go back and erase it and make everything beautiful. The improvisation bears some difficulties, but it also frees you. That can inspire fear, which is why many musicians do not like improvising, because they have to solve problems on the fly, and sometimes that is not so simple.
Also mir hat das sehr gut gefallen. Ich finde es sehr eben bildhaft, überraschend. Ja, also ich bin positiv überrascht.
I really like those songs. They are evocative, metaphorical, surprising. I am positively surprised, says Efrem Lüchinger. On to Neon, the album from 2022. An image. We're building our dream house, a mixture of Lina Bobardi's Casa de Vidro and Georgia O'Keeffe's Ghost Ranch. A structure on stilts where huge windows guarantee a lot of light and a lot of sights. Straight in front of us, we see the thick green foliage of a Brazilian jungle. To the left and the right of the house, there's the arroyos and strange ochre rock formations of New Mexico. The radio is on and plays a Joni Mitchell song about this flight that she's on tonight. We're expecting her visit. Back to the usual working day at the Werf, the afternoon after lunch. Another round of recording, of improvising for the trio of musicians.
afternoon session starts around 2, 2:15, and we start playing. And then it's quite a long journey until 5. That's a really a long stretch. Yeah. And then at a certain moment, I always had the same, about 4, 4:15, I get bored. I just sit there and I just don't know anymore because this sort of list of possibilities seems to have come to an end. And then you just go on, and that's where you reach the part of your brain which you don't control anymore. You're out of inspiration, and then you play stuff, and later on you realize that.
Yeah.
There, suddenly everybody, or even in my case, then especially, I do things I just totally forgot. I just don't know about anymore. And that's very many times there are things for me in this last hour. We sit there and look at each other. Well, what time is it? It's 5:30, 4:00. Well, let's say until 5:00. Okay. Well, and then it's sometimes it happens there because it's
You don't even realize while playing.
No. That's because you cannot hear it anymore.
No.
You cannot not absorb it anymore.
No.
It's too much.
It's
you only can give, and then you're right that it sometimes happens. And sometimes it's really a bag of shit.
Yeah.
You can make a 20 minute piece that you can really throw away.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
So you need Paul in a certain way to keep track of the spots where it's really good.
Yeah.
He decides.
Yeah. Of course, when we reach something, then of course we say, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
But there are the gray moments.
Yeah.
That nobody can decide, but only the man who can push the button.
But he grew with us as well. He senses when we lose each other. That it's three islands just
drifting apart.
Islands drifting apart. Yeah.
It's like free jazz pop songs, if you like.
Yeah, but still, we were chasing pop songs, in a way. We are all pop musicians. When you play such a long time with each other, and we all think the same.
And that makes the difference with improvised music.
Yeah.
Because our plan is different.
Yeah.
Where we like to go, the goal is different.
I'm still puzzled by the process.
We do.
Sometimes I'm amazed while improvising that, for instance, like harmonic-wise, that Henk and I take the same turn without looking at each other, but it just happens. And like, oh, you know, and then you can go on. And there's something in like playing for such a long time together. Things like that happen. There's a connection somewhere.
Those are the best moments in this process when you leave out your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty important.
Yeah. Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Never once a split second think about the process.
Yeah.
No. Think about the others. No. We would just play. And especially when you're in the when I was sitting in the drum booth, it's exceptional, of course, that you are allowed to sit in the drum booth. but then I couldn't see anyone.
I was sitting my back at you.
So that maybe the only one I saw was Paul in the control room. But it doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, it makes your ears, and I think your brain, much more open. Well, it's almost comparable with the way some painters work. They just stand there and they start.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We just sit there and start.
And dare to do.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
If you have this crazy idea that you should do it, just do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Otherwise, no one will never know.
Again, I have to think about Miles Davis, who said, "Don't be afraid to make mistakes. There aren't."
That's what
he said to his musicians.
The thing that you're referring to, when you're so connected, is this comparable to some sort of autopilot in inverted commas, like real concentration, and at the same time, just losing yourself somewhere?
Well, it's allowing yourself to access this imaginary world somewhere in the back of your brain. And if you're, if I know for myself, if I'm tense, I will never reach this file in my head. Never, you know, when you that's sometimes when you're in a very intense life situation and you told yourself to do your best. In fact, you're lost. Because you can never do any the things you would like to do. So, and in the studio, we all trust each other so much that you just allow yourself to show all these strange ideas that come up in your mind. And you know that they won't stand up and say, ha, 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 you can't do that. Yeah, Nobody will tell you this. Of course. Yeah.
Probably there are many, many bands or people who play together that will not allow it.
They get angry.
And I never saw them angry.
No.
It's
important. It's trust, but it's also the same level of, you can say it, humor or abstract thinking or I don't know. There are many layers. Yeah. If one of the layers is not working with any person of one of us, then it will not work.
Yeah.
You have to take it serious.
Yeah.
Even when you fool around, totally.
Yeah.
You have to take it serious.
Yeah.
But not in a serious way.
I realize now that, in a more normal situation, you would be with a whole band in a room and you watch each other. That's not what we did. We just listened. So, of course, I could see Robert Jan's face or Henk's face, but I can't see what they are doing. So normally on stage, I can see his body gesture or Hank's body gesture, that something is going to change or whatever. But in this recording situation, I just can't see it. So the only thing you have to work with is the audio, the things you hear. And that makes you very aware of things are going to change. Yeah. And for me, mostly, I react to what they were doing. And very, very boldly, I thought, well, that's enough like this. I just changed to another direction. And immediately, they respond.
We agreed.
Yeah, or whatever they responded to my question or my remark.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you might call it.
So we were connected.
Yeah, we were connected, absolutely.
You can see it as three tom-toms. Connected to a satellite, and the tom-toms are a little bit different. One is programmed for a biker, one is for a car, and one is for a walker.
But
they're the same direction. And there's also, because the tom-tom gives you the time when you arrive, somehow it was in our head the moment to stop.
But there is
this feeling of 3 minutes, 4 minutes,
and then it should be
it should be over. It should be clear. And then, in the meantime, there are the side streets that we discover. So we are already working on the structure of a song.
Yeah. Because of our experience, we were very aware of not doing the jam session thing, like go on forever on one chord. But the amazing thing was that we always took a sidestep or side street at the same time and doing something that still was together,
you know?
Like we all took the same decision at the same time, and that was not even so surprising while playing, but while listening back.
Yeah.
Ich denke, die Nits haben immer versucht, neue Wege zu gehen.
I think the Nits have always tried to find new ways for their music without falling into obvious pop structures. They always look for challenges. Improvisations are obviously great for them, and improvisations work best for a trio. Over the years, they have tried many things, but then they always came back to the trio formation. You can really be daring without being completely at a loss. There's this tension when nothing happens. Then there's a void and you're left thinking, what's going to happen next? Then somebody starts up again and the others follow. It's like ping pong with three people. Markus Ganz is a Swiss journalist who specializes in music and has a soft spot for krautrock from the 70s. He is himself a keyboard player and has been following the Nits for decades.
When man es weiß, erscheint es logisch.
Once you know that these are impros, it is perfectly logical. But it is also special that these improvised songs don't sound so very different. The reason is, I think, that the Nits have always improvised in a way. I could imagine that they gather fragments and that they then assemble these in an improvised way. In impro, you hear less of the intent. If you compose, you want to create an image, also with words. Bauhaus chair, for instance. You have an image, but not when you improvise, and that's the adventure. There are moments on these three albums where you think, well, what will happen next? There is like a hole that you fall into, and then something surprising happens. I really like the title track very much. It is a relatively simple basic rhythm to which they add a second level of sounds that is slightly off. Robert Jahn is amazing that way. He changes a song by adding different, unexpected colors, which is what happens here. A fictitious playlist of sounds of the 70s of music that seems to be a foundation for those improvised albums. David Bowie and Kraftwerk have been mentioned, but there are others. Can, Neu, other bands from Germany from that time. Angst, Not and Neon as an echo of music that the Nits may not even be aware of. That's a nice image. I also think that you don't need to have heard things to visualize the time at which the music was made. Neu found an image for the atmosphere of their time, a sort of shimmering and also cool image. And when I hear their music, I am transported back to that time. Neu were the duo of guitarist Michael Rother and drummer Klaus Dinger, both ex-musicians of Kraftwerk. They experimented with tape loops, manipulated guitar sounds, and an almost mechanical drumming, perfect for an outing on the Autobahn. Motoric beats, that sounds robotic, but there are always slight changes in accents. You can hear that in Neu, in the music of Can, and Rob has that quality too. Can was an experimental German rock band from Cologne, formed in the heady days of the late 60s, partners in spirit of the Nits. Can worked in a mixture of improvisation, composition, and a very strong sense of adventure. For example, they said that they were going to be playing the folk music of an unknown people. They worked on the basis of tape loops, which their bass player Holger Zukay made. For instance, he made a loop of a washerwoman from the Philippines. The band played to that, and in the end, they erased most of the loop from the recording. I think that the Nits work in a similarly adventurous way to Can. Music is all about secrets that inspire curiosity. And the Nits have always been extremely curious. That keeps them young. And they insist upon one very important thing. They play pop music. Jazz musicians may improvise because they want to find new ways of playing their instruments. For the Nits, on the other hand, the song is at the center of their interest.
At that moment of recording, you don't think about touring, you don't think about any stage.
You're just curious.
This is the universe that you are in.
In this respect, I was sort of inspired by the decision of the Beatles just to stop playing live. Because then all of a sudden they had the possibility just to make what they wanted instead of thinking about how we're going to do this live. That was one of the things they decided.
It's true. When I have, let's say, doubts about music, I always think about the Abbey Road studio.
Yeah.
I think, yes,
yeah,
they work there. You can do it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, the technology is somewhere else nowadays. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah,
you have more possibilities now to replay the stuff that you've done.
That's true. Yeah,
which is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to take a look.
Yeah, that's nice when we talk about technology. Oh Jesus Christ! Hey, that's strange. That now it's falling.
Things start making noise.
Did vielleicht haben Sie noch eine alte Radio. Die Namen: Wien, Bratislava, Helsinki, Hilversum. And then one magic name, Theodore Münster. I'm sitting in the radio. I'm looking through the green eye. I'm looking inside the living room of my parents. And they are still young and in love. And they are dancing, dancing, dancing. Looking through my green eye, inside your living room, inside your handsome, you were beautiful. Standing my love my green eye inside your living room, sending my love. Sending my love.
Thank you.